Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side AM for Tuesday, August 3. Today, corporate reform, China versus the U.S. Then the latest corporate results, as well as today's economic news, coming right up. Wow. Perhaps nowhere is the contrast between the economic systems of China and the U.S. more stark than in their approach to corporate reform. Here in America, this is a particularly pressing issue, as more and more the public sees the power and influence of especially major tech companies as way out of proportion. We see big tech actively taking part in shaping public opinion, filtering news, and banning certain voices from using their platform. In one particularly egregious case, a former president of the United States was banned from the Twitter platform. Now, many find these moves as infringing on what were perceived as basic constitutional rights, such as the right to free speech. And lawsuits have been brought against the offending companies. But in the American process of corporate reform, these cases will likely take years to come to adjudication, working their way ever so slowly through the American courts. By the time their final verdict is reached, society will have moved on, and those offending corporations will have moved on also, to many times new business ventures and new markets. Contrast that with what's occurring in China right now. Beijing is on a tear, directly confronting those companies in which the CCP sees as not acting in the public interest. Recently, we've seen Beijing take on the property companies, online retailer Alibaba, and just last week, online educators came under fire, companies like Tao Education. Last night, video games were the object of China's wrath, particularly a game called Game of Kings and its maker, Tencent. Apparently, Game of Kings is a particularly popular game among the Chinese younger set, with adolescents and young adults spending hours at their terminals playing the game. Chinese leaders had had enough, however, and they decided to speak up, to call out these video games as a real social vice. But unlike the American process of endless rhetoric and endless lawsuits, when the Chinese government speaks, people really do listen. And that was all it took. When the CCP published an article condemning the video games, investors were the first to react, selling the stock in Tencent en masse, dropping the price by 13% in yesterday's trading session. And Tencent management was not far behind, as they promised to reform their ways and limit the games. Now for the CCP, this was mission accomplished. In fact, so strong was the Chinese message that it has even impacted American companies this morning, with some of the selling spilling over to such companies as Activision Blizzard, Electronic Arts, Zynga, and Take-Two Interactive here in the U.S. markets this morning. Although most of us here in America would not be comfortable with a government as powerful as the Chinese, nonetheless, there are many who would like to see the American government take on more of the role of corporate reformer. Now, in economic reports over the last 24 hours, some really astonishing numbers have come out. We started with South Africa. That very troubled country reported that their Purchasing Managers Index overall dropped a whopping 24%. One of the largest declines I've ever seen. Then Spain reported that their new car sales fell from a plus 17% to a minus 29%. Again, that's a historic drop. Finally, a curious report out of the USA. The ISM reports that manufacturing prices last month declined 7% from the month before. I really don't know if this is just because manufacturing goods aren't selling, or what has caused this unexpected drop in prices. It's an odd thing to see against the overall backdrop of rising inflation. Now, in just a few moments, we'll get the latest numbers on new factory orders, and if they're on track, Perhaps we can just assume that those manufacturing prices are an outlier. Speaking of Chinese companies which have been under the gun, Alibaba just reported their earnings a few minutes ago, and market reaction has been flat. Also reporting today will be Eli Lilly and Amgen. And that's ValueSide AM for Tuesday, August the 3rd. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.